Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you. Right?
Damn, it's Thursday?
I know. I was like, I was only half committed to that, and then you made that face, and I was like, uh-oh, am I wrong?
No, it's
Trillville Thursday.
Damn, it's almost, the week almost over.
I know. Tomorrow's Funk Friday, and then it's Father's Day weekend. There's a lot going on. The U.S. Open's underway. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Damn, this one flew by.
Yeah,
man. But yeah, it's a big weekend for us, fellas. Make sure you enjoy it. And just like we, I'll be getting on folks, my birthday month and all that crap. It's our Father's Day week right now.
A week?
Yeah, right now.
Okay.
Right, 'cause that's all we get anyways. You know, we get a day where, you know, where the reservations, you could get them. You got to make reservations for nowhere. Everything's walk-in and everything, how they do us.
Oh, yeah. There's no wait.
Or we end up cooking, you know, or that's something what it like that. Is. Or we get the tie or the cologne or the drawings and all those things, which we all love.
Yeah,
which
of course. We love all that
which
stuff.
Which we all love.
It was funny you mentioned that, though, because Lily had her big recital a couple weeks ago, and I stopped at the florist close to us and got flowers to bring to her. And he was like, yeah, it's busy season's kind of past right now because it was prom and graduation and all that. And he said, we've got some downtime. And then, I don't know, weddings kind of start up a little bit later. I was like,
Father's Day?
For Father's Day? He was like, we stay open, not open. We stay here fully staffed all night, 24 hours a day, Mother's Day week, so we can make bouquets and get them out and all that stuff. He said, we may have 10 orders for Father's Day. And I was like, I guess dads don't get flowers.
I don't want no damn flowers.
I'll take a bouquet.
Oh, hell no.
Give me some, like, what's like the toughest flower? You know, give me like a Venus flytrap or something like that.
Oh, there you go. Something
give me
like
something
that.
With a little, you know, a little testosterone.
I'll take
a bouquet, though.
Give me something that died. You know, not something that it will die.
Well, the flowers are dead.
No, I'm saying they eventually die. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying give me something that's dead so I can put it on the
so you can smoke it
or something, man. But yeah, it is like you said, it's Father's Day weekend. Obviously, we're going to have our wonderful Father's Day event tomorrow night, which is going to be a lot of fun. And we talked to, what's her name?
We're going to talk to Amy Hayes.
We're going to talk to Amy today.
At 12:40.
Which we're very excited and everything like that. But yeah, great night of sports, great afternoon of sports. And I forgot they were playing until I saw Michael Harris. I saw on Twitter that Michael Harris hit a home run. I was like, oh, damn, they are playing. So as soon as I get to the game, Ronald Acuña's going yard. And Schwellenbach was absolutely phenomenal yesterday. Just absolutely dealing yesterday. And they helped him out, which was something that we continuously asked for. But yeah, he was in his bag.
Yeah, first complete game of any Braves pitcher this season. I mean, anytime you could avoid this bullpen for one inning, two innings, whatever, a complete game from one of these guys right now is a real blessing. And yeah, I mean, that performance allowed the team to win the series. First series win in 6. So you snapped that loss or that losing streak, the series losing streak. The Brewers are a solid team too. So to go into their house and win 2 out of 3, and then you get to come home and take on the Colorado Rockies this weekend, yeah. which, you know, I don't think anybody's counting any chickens right now, but you should be able to handle the Colorado Rockies, although they did beat the Braves one out of the three games that they played them in Colorado earlier this year. But yeah, maybe you could stack not only a couple series together, maybe you can stack a couple wins together, because I know the Mets are lurking next week. But yeah, you know, a nice feel-good series, like felt better. Again, not going to go too crazy with any of it because it's been too bad for too long to go too crazy over two wins out of three, but still obviously better than the alternative.
Hell yeah.
And I think that there's some individual indicators, right? I think the team is still flawed and probably still not all that great, but if you're going to get pitching like this from Schwellenbach and Sale, and if Strider can continue to make strides like he has and get back to you know, anywhere near his normal self, and then what you're getting from the other guys too, that helps with the bullpen being a disaster because the bullpen's a disaster.
Correct.
Ronald Acuna is had a series like
outstanding.
Only Ronald Acuna can have.
Outstanding.
Like, he kind of looks like, because he's been good since he came back, he kind of looks like,
great.
Okay.
Yes.
I wasn't expecting to see this Ronald Acuna until September.
That was the biggest thing. A lot of our question marks was because we saw the last time he came back from the same kind of injury. It was a process of, you know, him not looking like himself. Oh, damn, he looks like himself.
Looks great.
Yeah.
He made a diving catch the other day.
He looks really, really good out there. And hopefully it does what we all anticipated doing for this lineup as far as sparking it. I mean, anytime you can get anything positive, great job by Michael. I mean, just – and you saw him being trying – he was trying yesterday to be a little bit more patient at the plate. Trying. Yeah, he was trying.
Still got him on one of those low-breaking balls. But you know what?
Yeah.
He had a home run. And we'll take it.
And so, I mean, and those are the things you got to take the good, you know, and we talked about that and everything like that. This is not a celebration of them turning it around. It's a celebration of them winning, you know, and when they're in the funk like they are, because they're still in the funk. I don't care. They won a damn series, but they're still in this funk.
They've only won like five out of their last 20 games.
Absolutely get to come home and play against a team that should be your get-right team. Like, this is a game where the balls fly out and all those different things. You're pitching. Maybe your bullpen gets some swagger back or something like that. I don't know. But yet, this is what you did. They are getting the perfect team at the perfect time for them. Now, me saying that don't mean a damn thing. They got to go out there and handle their business. And I don't see why they should. You know what I mean? I don't see why they should.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
but we've been talking about this all season.
Yeah, and so, that's why.
Yeah, and
that's why you see why.
Yeah,
maybe,
but it was a good win. Not going to apologize for winning. And yeah, again, Schwellenbach was outstanding, and I just love the fact that Ronnie is back, swagging it out. I mean, he just, and both the home runs, it were like he just bombed him.
Yeah, I mean, and stood there.
And just like,
and enjoyed it.
Damn, look at that ball fly.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's me. What I did. He still had the over dramatic inside where they pitch him inside. It's still the funniest thing in the world to me.
Ronald Acuna is a very, like, obviously, he's one of the best baseball players when healthy in the game. He's a real quirky baseball player,
he is.
Too. You
very
know what
much,
I mean?
Very
like,
much so.
You pitch him inside, he really hates it and really is over dramatic about it.
Yes.
One thing Ronald Acuna is never going to do is break up a double play.
No.
Like, if he's on first base and there's a ground ball up the middle and they flip it to second, Ronald's taking that hard right turn.
Yeah,
he is not getting hit in the face with a baseball for you or anybody.
No, it's usually Austin Riley or whoever's behind him.
Right. Now, if he can leg out his half of a double play, he'll try to do that and beat it to first base.
Yes.
But Ronald's not breaking up a double play.
And I'm sorry, and I'm just curious, like, are they telling him that?
I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've never heard
it. Kind of tracks with not liking inside pitching,
I've never heard anybody say anything to him about it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's people on Twitter that don't like it. But
I don't, yeah.
That's almost like, because, you know, if you're going hard at the guy to try to break it up, that's a chance to get hit with a ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of similar to not liking inside pitching. And I don't blame him. I don't want to get hit with a baseball either if I can help it.
But it's pretty damn funny.
There's some funny little, you know, what I call them quirks. They're fun little idiosyncrasies to Ronald Acuna's game. What matters is he's batting .353 with a .436 on base percentage and a .647 slugging percentage since coming back. That was his sixth home run as well, second of the series, and gave the Braves a little insurance run that they needed in this game as well. And he's one of those guys, we've seen him do it before, but he's one of those guys that can get hot enough to carry you.
Yes.
Like, if you just have some help from the pitching staff and a couple guys getting on base, nice to see Nick Allen get on base a couple times. ahead of Ronald Acuna, which has been really rare with him obviously batting leadup in the bottom of the lineup, yes, being so terrible. Yeah, like Ronald Acuna can get hot and win you like two or three series in a row, which the Braves need.
Yeah, man. I mean, just keep stacking them, you know, and that was our thing when they were in the first hole they were in. Just keep stacking series, finding a way. Well, you finally broke the series streak as far as winning them. Yeah. I mean, sorry, as That's far crazy. As losing them.
That's crazy.
And now you're in a situation where you should definitely have two series wins in a row.
Yes.
That should happen right now.
That is
and
right.
That's continuously digging yourself out of whatever hole you guys were in and everything like that.
So it's a large hole.
I'm talking about just, I mean, throwing dirt back on yourself. You,
yeah,
you got up out of it, you fell back in and started just dropping dirt back on yourself.
So you win the series against Milwaukee. You got a day off today. You come back home and got Colorado for three. They're the worst team in the history of baseball. Got to take two out of three. A sweep would be fantastic. And then you have a day off on Monday, and then you have the Mets.
Yes.
And that's an opportunity to not only maybe keep a little momentum going or whatever, but that's how you dig out of the hole.
Yes.
The only way you're going to dig out of this hole, and we're still a ways away from even worrying about that, because those guys are they're far. they're far away. But that's how you do it. You start winning games against good teams in your own division. They've had a decent success early in the season against Philadelphia. You got the Mets for three, and then Miami, and then the Mets for four. So you play the Mets seven times in the next week and a half.
Yes.
That's an opportunity.
That's an opportunity to gauge yourself. Well, no. Never mind. That's an opportunity to make up ground.
Yeah, just gain a little ground.
Yeah. I want to say gauge yourself. But opportunity to make up some ground because you're so far back. And these are one of those things where if you're trying to – and we saw this a couple of years ago when they were like, 10 and a half back or something like that, and were able to claw their way back, mm-hmm, and eventually take over the lead in the East, but it seemed like it took so much out of them. Just get a spot. Get a spot, and then, you know, then everything, and hopefully everything, like you were saying, as far as the starting pitch is still doing their thing. Obviously, Spencer Strider is a big part of that, him getting his stride, and then you get closer to the trade deadline, and you can find a way to upgrade this damn bullpen.
It just feels nice to have a series and two out of three, so
yes,
you can say positive stuff,
yes,
like that. You,
yes,
know what I mean?
Yes.
Because, like, yesterday and earlier in the week, it was like, well, what is there even,
yeah,
to say?
Yes.
Like, what is, you know.
Yeah, frustrating.
There's no new negative stuff to say, and there's no way to genuinely,
yes,
be positive. But you sneak a series against a decent team, and then you could be like, I don't know, maybe Strider gets hot.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, maybe Acuna can carry him. I don't know, maybe some of these guys that are, you know, signed to long-term contracts for a lot of money can start playing like it.
Yes.
Maybe some of that stuff could start to happen. Quinn Snyder, huh?
Man.
And no offense to Quinn Snyder, because he's a nice coach. They're a really nice coach. That's where the Knicks are at, huh?
But the Strays this morning, and, you know, and it was back end of the show of one of them ESPN shows, and Stephen A was on, and how he said it, I fell out my damn chair. Quinn Snyder? And that's and I was like, what? Because I didn't know about Coach Quinn.
Oh, you hadn't,
that.
You hadn't heard that the Knicks had inquired.
I had no clue. Had no clue until I heard him say that, and I was like, what?
Yeah, for people that don't know, the Knicks,
yeah,
asked for permission to speak with the Hawks head coach Quinn Snyder.
Yes.
The Hawks said, kick rocks? Like,
yeah,
go blank? You're, what are,
yeah,
talking about? No,
yeah,
you can't talk to our coach. So they're 0-5 with those.
And then Billy Donovan,
and Quinn Snyder, Jason Kidd.
Ime Udoka,
and the dude in
Timberwolves
coach. Yeah, Finch. Chris
Finch.
And then
three college coaches.
Who are those?
Jay Wright said no. Pacino,
oh, okay,
said no.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure Hurley's going to say no.
Okay, so there you go.
Like, they need to just – they need to go find the highest regarded lead – what do they call it?
Yeah, lead assistant.
Lead assistant.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah,
like Johnny Bryant,
yes,
like we thought they were going to do from the very beginning.
They need to go get one of them.
It is great, though. It's like a perfect reality check on it because they had their best season in 25 years, but you're still not anything more than mediocre.
Who's that?
The Knicks.
Yeah.
Like, no one, you won a couple games. It's cute. It's nice. It was a,
yeah,
cute little run you went,
yeah,
on.
But,
you're not going in and taking someone's coach.
Yeah, that's what
no
I'm saying.
No one cares about
and
you.
And that's my thing about it is
it was good to bring them back to reality on that.
Because
I think they were thinking they were something that they weren't.
When have they been?
Maybe some at some point.
Like Patrick.
Not in my lifetime.
That, but that's what I'm saying. Like, who the hell do you think you are?
I know. I don't.
You got New York on your chest?
Cool story. I guess people don't care. unsurprising to the outsiders. But it was a nice little reality check for the Knicks to have everybody tell them to kick rocks. All right, we'll come back and get to what's trending here to kick off the show on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Ronald Acuna Jr., left center field and gone. Sixth of the season. That one a no-doubter. And Atlanta with a four-run lead in the fourth.
Ronald Acuna Jr., second home run now of this series. It was opposite field, a no-doubter for the first one. This one is pull side, coming in 108 off the bat, 416 feet against that Chad Patrick cutter.
You just love to see it. You love to see Ronald Acuna out there playing like Ronald Acuna. When he does, it helps, and it helped yesterday. The Braves win 6-2. Michael Harris had one as well. So nice to see him get a homer. And
has Ronnie had a stolen base yet?
He has not.
Okay.
Neither has he attempted one.
Okay.
So I think that's the difference.
Okay.
Right? Is like, because we were talking in the first segment about how he kind of looks like Ronald Acuna, except for that.
Right.
And I don't know how much of that will ever be there.
Right.
You know? And it's not because he can't. Obviously he could, but it's just a, you know, just a safety precaution. Or it's the other thing too, like guys like him that are like 5-tool power guys, like you get a little older, you kind of don't do that as much anymore.
Right.
You can look at the history of all guys that ever went 40-40. For the most part, you kind of do it or come close to doing it a couple times when you're young, and then that's kind of it.
Right.
So now this is extreme, but you understand why, because the injury. But yeah, man, Ronald Acuna with another home run yesterday. Spencer Schwellenbach goes complete game for the first time any Braves pitcher has done that this season. Also, apparently the first time Spencer Schwellenbach has done that in his life at any level.
Really?
At any level. I mean, I've done seven, but it's probably like 16 years old, so it's been a while.
Good for him, man.
That's a good time to do it.
Good for him. Hell yeah, because they needed it.
Against an above 500 Major League Baseball team?
Yeah, because they needed it. They needed it. We talk about, you know, a lot of times in baseball, if a player's struggling or whatever, give him a couple days out, give him a couple days out of the lineup and things like that. See, this would be 2 days that the bullpen has not gone, because they're off the day. So they don't got to go today.
Yeah.
And then they got a couple innings tomorrow, so they should be well rested to be able to close things out. Who's on the bump tomorrow? It's not on here yet. But anyways, whoever goes out there, now you should be rested. I don't want to hear the bullpen is taxed.
Bryce Elder tomorrow.
And he's coming off of a gym his damn self.
Yes, he is.
And so let's hopefully he can bounce back. Not bounce back, but I'm saying keep that going and get your cellmate, and you ain't got to see him again. Yeah. And then they get more rest, Andy.
It's pretty obvious that they're that they agree with us.
Yes.
Because – like Chris Sale came back out for the eighth the other night. They would really kind of never do that with the pitch count that he had. But it was like, all right, basically, and they did the same thing with Elder last night in the ninth. It was like, all right, we'll see how few pitches you can use to get a couple extra outs. And Elder just happened to get through the ninth, no problem.
Yes.
Sale, I think, walked the first guy of the eighth inning the other night, so they got him out of there. But yeah, I mean, that's as obvious as a team can be with we do not want to use our bullpen ever.
Yes.
Because
it's
bad. It's awful. It's bad down there, man. It's really bad.
Yeah, but hey, they got to win. You said it already. Colorado's coming to town. It should be a win. It should be a series win.
Should be.
Hell, do the damn sweep, all right? And just get it. Let's come in here on Monday, Father's Day, day after Father's
Day.
Five
out of six.
And just, you know what I mean? Because it sounds so much better, even though somebody would try to throw more of the team part about it, whether there are six out of the last 22, but it don't matter.
Yeah, no.
Something like that.
We can make up our own timeline.
Exactly.
And we can start our own narratives.
All right, and right now, we're starting right now. They're two of the last three.
That's right.
That's where I'm rolling.
Yeah, the last series they played, they won.
Exactly.
The last game they played,
Elder, Strider, Sale versus the worst team in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you feel pretty good about that. You really shouldn't have to use your bullpen more than
– and this is one of those lineups.
Seven or eight innings.
That I want to see that damn dude with that mustache mow their ass down.
Yeah, right. It does feel like time for that.
I want to see him mow this weak-ass lineup.
I've enjoyed the progression. Now it's time to put it all together and go six. Or I know that's – seven would be great. Six is the most he's gone, but it's about the runs. So, yeah, that'll be really cool to see over the weekend. Hopefully it happens. Series starts tomorrow. All right, let's hear from Raheem Morris as mandatory minicamp is over, started, and now it's over. Right?
Oh, 2 days?
I think so.
Oh,
I don't know. I've seen different timelines. Okay. It was either or it's over today. Or,
okay, yeah. I thought today was the last
day. They're not doing anything. it's over. They go up there. They say what's up. It's over. Here's Raheem Morris talking about Jalen Walker.
You know, when you drafted him, you talked about his versatility. You talked about his ability to rush. You know, there's no secret. We were in the mood and in the mode of finding pass rush for our team. Different versions
in
of
the
it.
Mood.
Just so happened we got a Georgia Bulldog to be able to come in here and help us do those things. And he's been in here showing us exactly what he's shown us in his college tape. The human, the character, the person.
Character.
The player, the all-in mentality. You know, he has, like, those captain-like traits and, like, when you first meet him, you get that feel, you get that vibe from him, and he'll be one of those guys. You never want to put too much on a player, particularly a young player, but he'll be one of those guys that you can tell is going to lead us in the future.
Everything I've ever heard about that young man, he is phenomenal.
Yep.
He is a good, good brother.
You're going to really enjoy and benefit from having him in the locker room.
He is that kind of cat, and he's damn good.
He's quite good.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's damn good.
Which is always people are like, great football player, better man.
Yes.
Maybe that's true sometimes. Maybe it's not in other cases.
Yes.
But he's very good at both.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that.
He is a good young man and that can go. And he does have that. You talk to some of my people up in Georgia, he is an alpha. You know what I mean? He ain't real vocal all the time, but he has that alpha presence. And so I'm excited that he's here. I know it was fun last night because Monday, I think we were talking about pitcher day. And whenever you're in your full uniform, you want to have your wristbands and everything.
Yeah.
And he out there, I saw the pitcher the other day, he looking stank. He ain't got no tape on his wrist or nothing. The pitcher in his uniform. And so
that's how you know they're not doing anything.
Yeah. And so it was so funny because, like, you know, some of the comments and everything. And I was like, and a lot of Falcon fans were like, oh, he look at him. He don't look like he can ball because he ain't got no real. And then they were talking about the uniform, the Falcons uniform. And I kept thinking to myself, y'all ain't been in the playoffs in 7 damn years. What the hell are you worried about a damn uniform for?
Who?
Falcon fans. They were talking, they were complaining.
Oh.
Like, y'all ain't even.
Wow. But it was, there's always something to worry about.
Where? What the hell? Listen, being smooth and losing. You know, I love the Falcons uniforms, the red helmets and all those things. What's their record in it?
Really good.
Okay.
Yeah, when they wear the throwbacks, they're excellent.
They're excellent. But at the same time, what's the overall record the whole year?
Oh, not good.
You look good, Paul. You look good, right?
Well, but no, they look good in those, and then they win.
But they don't.
You know what Deion Sanders said?
What's that?
I don't know. Something about look good, pay good.
If you want to get the biggest laugh, and I'm throwing this for everybody, if you want to get the biggest laugh today, go to Michael Irvin's Twitter.
Okay.
All right. Mike, because Deion's, you know, whatever's going on with Deion.
Sounds like he's okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Go to Michael Irvin's Twitter, and he's at Deion's house, and listen to Mike talk about being at Deion's house.
Okay.
And it's the funniest damn thing in the world.
Is it?
Because it's in Michael Irvin's voice.
Can we just play it on the radio later?
Well, because, yeah, Mike don't curse no more, but it's kind of, it's like over a minute.
Well, why don't we do that, just in case people can't find it?
It is funny as hell.
Maybe that, can we make a request for the back page?
Yeah.
Can we get that in there?
Great. It is funny as hell. Listen to Michael Irvin talk about this man, because it is. That's like gold. What's the word? Goals? To have a house like Deion?
Oh, is it nice looking? I would imagine
it
so.
It is unreal.
I saw some pictures last night.
Unreal.
Apparently, Brent Key had some of the Georgia Tech football players over at his house for like a cookout.
Right.
And that looks nice, too.
Hell yeah. Brent Key got power.
That looks nice, too.
Head coach money. You damn right.
Because also, like, you know, I mean, you know, Tech's right there.
Yeah.
Right here in town.
Yeah.
And they practice over there, too.
Yeah.
So he's got to live close.
Dude. Oh, he got.
There's some nice neighborhoods around not far from here.
Hey, Brent got Power 5 head coach money.
Yeah, that pool, right? He had a nice pool.
Oh, yeah. That was always the thing when we would go to the coaches' houses. They were like, you know, we from where we from. We didn't have square feet growing up, Andy. We just had feet. we didn't have a square foot apartment. We just had a 400 foot apartment. You know, there was no square feet in it. You know, we had a kitchen, a living room, and a bedroom, and a bathroom. That's what we grew up in. But yeah, you go to your coach's house, you're like, man, look at this. First time we went to Coach Donnie's house, I was like, whoa, this how y'all doing it up here?
Did that, like, because obviously now, like, players get money too, and the houses are nicer, and stuff like that. Did that ever come up back then?
About what?
It's like, we're doing all the work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's living in this palace.
Oh, yeah.
But you and me are splitting a dorm room.
Dude, it's crazy.
I'm blocking Tennessee.
Think about this. Being a fourth-round draft pick and going, you know, whatever, get your money. And it's good, man. Don't get me wrong. But you go to, like, the millionaire player's house.
Oh, sure.
Like,
yeah. And when you had some teammates that were, like, third contract millionaires.
And so you're sitting
Jason
there.
Jason Taylor and guys
You're going to their house. You're like, damn. And then you're like, let me go back to my little ass apartment.
When you have to make sure you call it a condo.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
Dude.
You don't live in an apartment. You live in a condo.
Dude, let me go back to my little ass condo over here with the community pool. Or you got a pool and big ass palm trees in the back.
Yeah, he's got an infinity pool and an indoor lap pool like that.
Oh, man. First time I went over, I was like, damn, can I see more? Yeah, just walk around and everything. Like,
yeah, make yourself at home.
We got a poker room? Is that a cigar room?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
There's nothing like being at a place like that for the first time and just not knowing how to act.
Just like,
this is like, all right, well, I've never been here before. Sorry, I'm not going to act like I've been here before because I haven't.
Yeah, man, it was nice. Like, hell, hold on. We can get another paper plate? I was just going to reuse this one.
Wait.
Yeah, and that ain't paper plate, too. It's them crystal ones. The fake glass crystal ones.
Yeah, they look like real.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, it's not even paper; it's plastic.
Yeah, man.
I know.
That's some rich people stuff.
Strive for that. Still striving.
You know, you got to buy a lot of because they only come in 15s.
This is how I know that we still are striving because we used some of those for the cookout we had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
and I said to my wife, "Should I just wash these so we can keep them?" She was like, "No, you can throw them out." I was like, "Wow." Spreadsheets doing it. Throw it away. All right. Cool. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some NBA finals. I'll be honest with you. Unexpected result from my end last night. Shout out to the Pacers. What a performance. We will talk about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thursday. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll let you hear a little bit more from Raheem Morris. Mandatory minicamp comes to an end today. U.S. Open week is here, by the way, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of major championship golf coverage in Atlanta. I'll get you the leaderboard in just a minute, brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company. Check out our new locations by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views.
Ooh!
By Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta, open to everyone, and by Humberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option. U.S. Open coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. J.J. Spahn,
what a
solo one.
What a putt.
Oh, did he just make that? That was for par?
God, yes.
That was from like 70 feet.
What a par.
Good Lord. Yeah, so J.J. Spahn's through 15, 4 under, which, you know, a lot of people didn't think there was going to be numbers like that this week. You know, maybe you can put one round up like that, but a lot of the experts were saying, you shoot even for the 72 holes, you got a pretty good chance of winning this tournament.
Yeah.
And you know how it is usually. Thursday, maybe
yes.
Guys will make a score, and
yes.
Then they really toughen the course up as the weekend goes
on.
How
do you toughen the course up?
Get the greens faster and let the rough grow longer.
Okay.
Put the pins in harder spots.
Who was the gentleman we had on for the place over at Westlake?
East Lake,
I'm sorry. And I remember I asked the question, like, how do you challenge golfers mm-hmm. when the course is pretty much the same?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've always been curious about that, about, you know, changing a course. You just let me know about the grass part, but I'm saying, like,
that's more than anything.
That's it right there. Okay.
Make the greens as fast as possible. Make the rough as long as possible. So it's way more of a penalty if you don't hit it in the fairway. And then even if you hit it on the green, it's really hard to make a putt.
Right.
That's where Oakmont kind of hangs their hat. They're very, very proud of the fact that their greens are almost impossible. That's what it is. And then you put the pins in really hard spots, mm-hmm. on a real slope or something like that. And they'll make it harder as the weekend goes on. But J.J. Spahn's in first place, 4 under through 15 holes. Siwoo Kim and Gary Woodland are tied for second. Rory was up there, but he just made another bogey, so he's back at even par. And a lot of the really good guys, a lot of really favorite guys, haven't teed off yet. So still early in the round here in the first round of the U.S. Open. We'll keep you updated every single hour. This hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. And I didn't see that coming. I'll be honest. I didn't know the Pacers could do that. That was the best game they've played. And that was different than game one. Game one was kind of their classic hang around, hang around, hang around, make a miracle happen. They went toe-to-toe with them last night. They had a great game plan, and they executed, and they just outplayed the Thunder last night.
Let me tell you, these are things that, and I go back to what we mentioned yesterday about this game. And we said the Pacers win this game if Halliburton gets 18-12. Mm-hmm. Well, he had 20. Almost had another triple-double. Mm-hmm. It's not even about the fact that he had the 20, because they're 6-0 in the playoffs when he scores 20 points, Andy.
Right.
He had 17 shots. He shot the damn ball last night.
He was more aggressive to start.
He was more aggressive. And I think a lot of that had to do with Rick Carlisle and his game plan. And you keep mentioning it. They need to get out and run. And I think
they finally did.
I think they wore down OKC. Mm-hmm. Shea did not have a Shea game because he only had 6 free throws. And a lot of those times, and you go back and watch games when he's at the free throw line, he had a lot of those opportunities last night. They didn't give it to him. The refs were not. They were letting him play. They were letting him initiate contact and not calling the fouls. And then Pascal Siakam, when he got a little dude on him, he worked him. And that's something that we kept talking about. Don't let these little dudes guard you on the block. And, you know, in I think me and you were talking about it on the break, when J-Dub and Chet have good games, they usually win. Now, that also goes in correlation with, you know, Shea up there 36, 38 points.
Right.
But that didn't happen last night. But, yeah, the fact that how the aggressive they were defensively, I'm talking about Indiana, and I don't know why I keep forgetting how springy Obi Toppin is.
Oh, my God.
Like, this dude, that put back.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't even seem like he gathered to jump. It just seemed like he just jumped. And was just over the damn rim,
That was a really that was a real man's dunk.
Yes,
on that one, because he's just such a what's crazy about what they're getting from certain guys right now, Pacers, and it's been the whole playoff run, but yesterday in specific is like Obi Toppin's a nice player for sure, and he's a guy that when he plays like last night with that energy and kind of that athleticism and stuff can give you a good run. But, like, you're not really counting on him for a ton, but he gave him the perfect amount last night. Like, same thing with T.J. McConnell. Like, T.J. McConnell, when he was in the game, just flat out injected life into the team and into the arena.
Yes.
And you want to talk about a player who is made in a lab for a fan base, the state of Hoosiers.
Yes.
T.J. McConnell is made for them.
I saw a tweet last night. They say he's the LeBron James of the Matthew Dellavedovas.
Yeah, T.J. McConnell is the LeBron James of Matthew Dellavedovas.
You score, then he turns back around, catches the inbound pass.
He did 3 of those.
And then lays it back. Like, he was everywhere last night.
He stole 3 inbound passes last night.
Like, unbelievable. He was just infectious. And who the hell is Mathurin?
So,
because he was unconscious.
So he's one of the most interesting guys.
Yes.
Because, like, that's a big time recruit when he was coming into college. Went to Arizona. I think he was the Pac-10 or I think it would have been 12 at the time. Pac-12 player of the year. He's one of their highest draft picks since Rick Smits, because they had that one really bad year. Because the thing about the Pacers is, even in their down years, they're not awful. Like, they've never tanked, which you love. Like, you love that they were able to kind of make it from the middle here where they are right now, just by never tanking and trying to build the right way. They got him 6th overall out of Arizona, and he scored 27 points last night, so he is that good. But, like, he's not going to do that every night.
Right.
He thinks he can.
Oh, he's one of them guys.
There is no
– because he was shooting it like that.
There is no player in the playoffs remaining outside of maybe Shea and maybe not even Shea, who has more confidence in their game than Benedict Mathurin.
And you saw it last night.
He is, there's guys like that, you know, that have played in NBA history, guys like that that are in the NBA right now. He's one of those guys. Just like flat out irrational confidence, give me the ball and get out of my way guys, which also, like, again, 27 points from a guy off the bench is always going to be huge. But, like, he also plays a style of offense that no one else on Indiana plays. Like, he's the modern isolation scoring guy.
Right, they don't
have anybody else like that.
Right.
Like Siakam can kind of, but not really. He's more like a back to the basket when it's like that. Halliburton doesn't, I mean, he can, but he's more like a facilitate and maybe get you off the dribble and get to the rim. Like Mathurin's very much that. Create my own shot on the perimeter, step back kind of athlete. And it's nice to have.
He went out.
I'll tell you, the Thunder don't have a guy like
that. He was game two's version of the bench for OKC.
Right.
When you're talking about he ain't never going to do that again.
Probably not going to do that again, but he did it once.
But he did it once.
And he got you a win.
And they got them the win in game three. And, you know, do I think that I'm glad that it's going to go at least six.
Yeah, absolutely.
My only issue, and this is why I still think OKC is a better basketball team than Indiana. But the only issue I have with Indiana is, can he do it again? Can Halliburton, because he's done this, he's looked good and everything, aggressive, and then you don't hear no more from him. You know, is that going to be the case? Because they can't win if this happens in game four.
Right.
They need – lose game four with him being aggressive.
Yeah.
Don't lose game four with him scoring eight damn points.
I know. What's funny, though, is like they don't. If he's aggressive and effective, they win pretty much.
Exactly.
Right? Like
yes.
You gave the stat, they're 6-0 and he scores 20-plus. They're now 14-0 in the playoffs when they score more than 110.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's it. Like, they have to – that was the first game of the series so far where they've actually been able to run. And the Thunder ran with them, too. Like, that's what was fun about it, is both teams got out and kind of opened it up in the first half last night. And then when the Thunder did what they did in the third quarter, where they outscored them by 9, had, I think, like a 4 or 5 point lead going into the fourth quarter, they really clamped down on defense. It was like, all right, like, fun first half. Both teams kind of ran. The Pacers gave them their shot. And then the Thunder answered and really kind of had a good – game plan for it coming out of halftime. Pacers outscored him 32-18 in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Like, just played better
than
them.
They wore down.
They did.
When Shea's over there grabbing them shorts and going to that corner, because I saw they were doing a demonstration this morning where they tried to do the double screen. They were fighting through it.
Mm-hmm.
They were bodying him. They had a body on him, and it wore him down.
They made the gamble that if we pick him up for 94 feet for four quarters, by the fourth quarter, he's going to be exhausted.
Yes.
And he was. Because, like, he had, I don't know how many he had coming into the fourth quarter, but it had to be 20.
Yep.
Like, he was in position to do what he does, where he kind of takes over, gets to the free throw line, and leans on you. And he just didn't have it in the fourth, which, great game plan. The other thing I liked about last night was, and this happens in series with good teams, and obviously both these teams are good, and Carlisle's a great coach, is it kind of seems like they've both done their, all right, here's our kind of quirky lineup change, mismatch thing that maybe we can get 5 to 10 minutes out of and sneak like a little win in that period. They kind of did all their little gamesmanship stuff in the first two games.
Yeah.
Last night was just, all right, this is what we got.
Yeah.
Like we went double bigs, we tried it. We went small to start, we did that. All right, we're going to try to use a few more minutes of this bench unit together. Maybe we're going to let this guy handle the ball. Like they've kind of done all their little counter punches.
Yes.
Last night was just straight up.
Let's just square
up.
Let's go.
And that's fun because now we have somewhere between two and four more games of this.
Yeah,
which is great.
And what was this right here that just hit me? Yeah, Mather was a third leading scorer on the team. No, I know he is. I'm like, where's this come from? I know he started some games for them this year. He's a starter for them for a while. What I was talking about is like this dude, like there's and this usually what happens, especially when teams are at home. There's a guy. We saw it last game, Alex Caruso dropping 20 in the game. You know, we're near that this game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can he do that? Because if he can do that, then you know you're in a situation where as long as Halle stays aggressive, and this has been his issue, when he's not, they lose. Put it back to back.
Yeah.
Put the pressure all on. Because if they go up 3-1.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look. I mean, you know, maybe at that point, then I'll finally be like, I don't know. Maybe they can. Because I still think the Thunder are going to beat them. And I still think the Thunder are going to beat them in six.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah, that's,
I don't either. I'm not as confident as I was yesterday.
I said, gentlemen, sweet.
But yeah.
I had no clue because of how good they are.
I only predicted the Thunder in six before the series started to be different than everyone else. I didn't actually think it was going to go six.
I just think that they just, you
but
know,
now I do.
When they're locked in, because we know they're going to be well coached. We know that Carlisle's going to come up with a great game plan. But if they just play, they give the Thunder problems because of the ability to run and do all those mm-hmm. different things. When they get in half court, they're playing right into the damn Thunder. They're playing right into it.
Yeah. Isaiah Hartenstein hasn't had the series that I thought he was going to have. He's been pretty ineffective.
I thought
he was going to be able to take advantage of Turner a little bit more. They haven't really used him like that.
He's been playing his ass off.
Yeah, Turner's
just little things.
Yeah. He had a nice finish.
Scoring,
yeah.
But like little things.
There was a rough stretch of
shot blocks and all those different things that he did. But yeah, the two keys were Siakam. Oh, you're going to put a little dude on me? Let me abuse him. And Hallie, I know he shot the ball 17 times, but do that.
The funny thing about – I know that's what I love, though.
Is do that.
He was more aggressive, obviously, and kind of pressed it early. He still only took 17 shots.
But like, still.
Which is great.
Which is great.
That means he was more aggressive, but he didn't change it. Because, like, everyone who doesn't watch wants them to be like, Haliburton needs to shoot. No, he doesn't. Like, Haliburton just needs to push the issue more.
He
doesn't
head.
Need to shoot 25
he's
times.
He's the head of
He doesn't shoot 25
If he
times.
Gets 18 points,
he gets right around 20.
18, 30, 18 and 13, mm-hmm. 18 and 12.
Yeah.
They're going to win.
Absolutely.
Because not only is he scoring, but he's facilitating.
Right. It's more about controlling the game aggressively than it is trying to find his own shot, though. And I think a lot of folks, just when they talk about stars, talk about scoring. The other thing about the Thunder, like, and I know it's recency bias from last night, but like when they have a night like that where they look a little like they have a flaw or two, their offense really looks rough sometimes. It's like everybody starts playing ISO ball.
Because that's
like,
what J-Dub was doing that stretch. And I ain't.
Like they go from looking so fluid and unbeatable to so flawed sometimes. And they look flawed last
night. J-Dub can handle that damn rock.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Woo!
Yeah, really good player.
Ooh.
You told me he had 26 last night on the road. I'd been like, damn, Thunder won by 20.
Yeah.
They did not. They are down 2-1. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.